So this is a story that I think a lot of people heard in the news. We are also written to by Karleen Nell, who is a teacher at Hoërskool CR Swart, which I'll explain in a moment. But just to give you a bit of background here, in the early hours of the morning of 10th of November, a Pretoria West mother, Maggie, was in a house fire. She lost all but her three-year-old son when their family home burned down. Maggie herself and her youngest of five were saved by the efforts of their incredible neighbor, who broke down the burglar bars with an axe to free them from the flaming house. Since then, at the funeral, the Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements, Lebohang Mayile, announced that they will give them assistance to help them with a new home, which is just incredible. And with the efforts of the community getting together, so many incredible people have reached out to this mother and to this family, which is just incredible. And I'm also very grateful that Karleen from this particular school also reached out to us here at Good Morning Angels. Karleen, net gou gou gaan ek by jou begin. Die rede hoekom jy uitgereik het na ons is hoekom?
Wel, ons, ja, dit is 'n verskriklike storie en ons wil dit ver help as moontlik, verstaan. Dit is,
hoe ken jy die familie?
Fortunate was in ons school en ja, toe ons dit gehoor het, dit was hartverbrekend en excuse, ons wil dit haar las so min as moontlik maak.
Dit is ondenkbaar.
Ja, vyf seuns. Sy het vyf seuns en vier is sy verloor met, ek meen, nou julle huis, alles, so. Dit is ondenkbaar.
Maggie Mashalwane, thanks for joining us in studio.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to start. My sympathies and my heart breaks for you.
Thank
you. Thanks for coming in. It's good to know that you have so many incredible people around you, right?
Yeah.
That care for you.
Yeah.
Does it help a little bit? Nothing can make it right.
Yeah.
But they're trying to make it a little easier for you by showering you with love.
Yeah.
And support.
Yes. And I really appreciate.
How are you dealing with it?
It's very hard. It's painful, like I don't know what to say.
And it's not your only loss this year, am I right? It's not your only loss this year.
Yes. I lost my mother-in-law in May, and in July I've lost my husband. And like, it was like only 3 months now. So I've lost.
I'm so sorry. So your husband, you lost to COVID?
No.
What was it?
They said cardiac arrest.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and ask you to go through the whole thing again. Honestly, I'm just not. I want to get right to the point this morning. Honestly. Firstly, Karleen, you're obviously sitting here from the school where your son was at. They cared so much for him. He obviously made an impact.
Yes.
Is it correct?
Yeah. He was a friendly, kind, gentle giant, well-mannered, very respectful towards the educators. He was neat. He's like a model A student. Hard worker. I mean, if we asked him who was his close friends, the whole matric group said that it was all of them. So he was just really that that great, stunning pupil.
Maggie, tell me about your younger son.
How old is he now?
I don't know, because he's like, he's lost. It's like he,
what do you mean he's lost?
He asked many questions like, "Mommy, is this house is going to burn again? Mm-mm. Are we going to go out through the window again?" He's just like, he's afraid of everything. If I go to the toilet, he must go with me. Mm-mm. Because he doesn't live and trust anyone anymore.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you can see like there's no one. It's just from a very big family to like.
You are a big family.
Yes.
But now that the two of you are there for each other.
Yeah.
And your neighbor, obviously. I mean, that was quite an effort, right?
Yes, my neighbors are so humbled. They did everything. And Sir Swart, they did everything for me. It's just like I'm crying for my children. I don't know, like, I wished like I can bring them back to see them again, but I don't know what to do. Like,
well, my heart just breaks. Let me get the angels together this morning. Rita, Ovenden, tot die show. Rita, goeiemorgen.
Hi, goeiemorgen, Martin.
Well, let's get the good news going, shall we? The little bit of assistance that we can give to try and make it a little better and easier.
Maggie from a spa, and I don't know if you're aware that we do a spa women's challenge every year. This year it was virtually. And we had just over 25,000 ladies in and around Gauteng walking and enjoying the day. And part of that is to raise funds for Good Morning Angels and to make a difference. And from all of the women in Pretoria and Joburg, although we won't make your pain less, but what we can do, we can make it more bearable by making sure that we give you 50,000 rand worth of money, cash, that you can use for whatever you need in this year, next year. And then also from spa side as well, I want to give you 24,000 rand worth of spa vouchers for food, so that it can take off the stressful money for food every month. And then we just want to wish you so well, and we're thinking of you and we're praying for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. May God bless you.
Rita, julle is engele. Weer eens, baie baie dankie daarvoor, hoor.
Is so groot plezier. Baie dankie, Martin. En dankie vir al die dames wat 'n verskil gemaak het om ook deel te wees van die Spa Virtual Challenge, wat het moontlik maak.
Exactly that. Dankie, Rita, hoor. Waardeer jou.
And
then Maggie, also an anonymous angel who has supported several families over the years, will also assist with another 20,000 to help whatever needs you have at this time, and they want to just stay anonymous. So another 20,000 rand there, and then also the bed store would like to assist you with brand new beds.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
What is your little son's name?
Tebogo.
Tebogo.
Yes.
Lots of love and strength is all I can say.
Thank you so much, sir.
If it means anything, there are a lot of angels around you. You know that, right? There are a lot of people around you that care for you and love you.
Yeah.
And that will be there for you.
Thank you.
So that you don't go through this alone. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Do you feel it? Do you know it?
Yes, I can feel it.
Good, because you've been through a hell of a lot this year. I can't imagine. And I hope that you feel the love around you and that you know that you're never alone. And that will be some source of comfort to you. All right?
Yes.
We're there for you.
Thank you so much. May God bless you.
And Tebogo.
Yes.
We're there for both of you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good job, angels. Good job, Engel nummer 1. Jy en julle skool wat vir ons geskryf het. Spar, the bed store, and Anonymous. Thank you very much. All I can say is, good job, angels.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.